Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinkers Academy, where we provide professional solutions for maximizing human potential. Check us out February 21st, 2012. We have an awesome workshop, The Art of Reading Body Language. Visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. You really want to learn more about that workshop. I'm telling you, it's going to be taught by some U.S., or shall I say former U.S. intelligence officers, people from the FBI and CIA, former agents there. So it's a phenomenal workshop that you can learn a lot about others, help you with your HR powering, help you in closing your sales. Go to bigthinkersacademy.com and learn more about the art of reading body language. Well, you know, Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage you, the listener. And second, we have to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And today is another fabulous Monday. Happens to be, wow, November 21st. Let me say happy Thanksgiving right now to everyone that's called in and is tuned in. We want to thank you for joining us today. And please remember that your future is extremely bright. I don't care what anybody says or how you feel. Trust me, it's extremely bright. And, you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So we appreciate you for spreading the word. Have you all heard about the Small Business Saturday? Well, I know you probably have by now seen some of the commercials or seen it online. We are so excited to support Small Business Saturday. It started last year. You know, you kind of heard of the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday, where Small Business Saturday is where you shop small businesses, and it's going to be this Saturday coming, November 26th. Now, the sponsor, American Express, last year was able to get 1.5 million Facebook users, and I mean just a whole ton of organizations and civic partners all around to support this cause. This year, we've passed 2 million Facebook users, so we want to make sure you go right now to facebook.com/Small Business Saturday and join in on this initiative. It is a great way to give a shout-out to your favorite local stores and restaurants and pledge to shop this Saturday, Small Business Saturday, November 26th. Now, listen, I promise you today's show will be like none other. I hope you are ready. Our guest is someone who I would call a master at bringing words to life. Her book, Every Word Has Power, Switch On Your Language and Turn On Your Life, is full of word pictures. I mean, she brings everything to life for you. She is one of the foremost authorities on the subject of personal development and proving that we can create and design our lives absolutely the way we want by just using the proper words. She's none other than the author, best-selling author, I might add, Miss Yvonne Oswald. So you know what we need you to do right now. We want you to call everybody, text, tweet them, Facebook them. Let them know that they need to dial right now for this show, 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. Or they can listen live at WealthySistersRadio.com. Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, Radio. I promise you, her book is a life changer for me. I mean, it was like it connected all the dots, and she provides a step-by-step guide on how to not just the theory that we hear about, but how to actually take active steps to create the life that you desire. It teaches you how to trust your inner you. So right now, do what I'm telling you to do. You want to get your pens and your paper ready, because when you hear from Miss Yvonne Oswald, we're going to take a short break and come back, but and you'll have an opportunity to hear from her, but you've got to understand who she is. I'm just going to share a brief bit of her bio. Like we said, she's an award-winning pioneer in the field of personal growth. She was voted Woman of Influence and Inspiration by the Ministry of Government Services in Ontario and the chair of the board of Toronto Youth Day. She is a renowned and respected communications trainer and keynote speaker, a certified trainer of hypnosis, and a master practitioner of NLP. So when I tell you she knows what she's talking about, over 20 years of experience, her book that we talked about, Every Word Has Power, was published by the same people who brought The Secret to the world. And she's, I mean, on television, she's impressed, been in Martha Stewart's Body and Soul piece. I'm telling you, trust me, get your paper and pen ready. When we come back from this short break, you will see what I mean, because Miss Yvonne Oswald is going to show us how to switch on our language and turn on our life. We'll be right back after this break.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Primal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, hello, we're live and back. Welcome to everyone that's tuned in. We thank you again. We see you in the chat room. So excited about this show today. If you just joined us, our very special guest is none other than best-selling author Ms. Yvonne Oswald. Her book, Every Word Has Power, Switch On Your Language and Turn On Your Life, I'm telling you, has literally helped change mine. So again, we don't want to delay her from you any longer. I want to say welcome to Wealthy Sisters, Ms. Yvonne. Hello.
Hello, Deborah. Great to be on. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thanks so much for joining us. And I have to let our audience know that I was so surprised when I called you a couple of weeks ago, because I've been, like I said, I got your book back in, I think, 2008. Mm-hmm. And as I always said, and we started the show, we started in 2009, and I said, I am going to call her one day and send an email or whatever I have to do. She had to come on the show. And it was divine timing. The day I called, you actually answered.
I know, and I normally don't.
I know.
I was right next to the phone when it went off.
Yes,
so that was
yes,
really good.
I know this shall be a special interview today. Mm-hmm. So thank you again.
You're welcome. I'm excited.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. You know, as we always say on our show, our audience loves to get all the background information because they believe in relating to everything in their life with our guests. And
right.
If you don't mind, just tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how you actually got started in the field that you're in today.
Right. Well, it was really interesting. I mean, as you can hear, I'm English. I was born in England. And my childhood was one very much of, you know, the shame and blame stuff and the put downs and all the rest of it. And I decided, actually, that I was not going to have a baby until I had totally changed the way I was treated and treated others. Traveled the world. I lived in South Africa for 3 years, lived in Italy for 3 years, lived in Portugal for 3 years. Finally ended up coming to Canada when I was 36. And when I was 39, I thought, okay, I've done enough work on myself. I'm going to look for a husband and a baby. You know, the clock was running out. So I thought, you know what? I know now I have something to offer to a child. And I met my husband really, really fast because I decided very clearly what I wanted. And I know on the first date, he looked at me and he said, you're marrying me and having my child. Did you know that? And I just said, yes, I do. It was really, really easy. And then, of course, I had the baby, thought I had everything. And then when she was 10 months old, she was tugging at my skirt and crying as I was, you know, peeling the potatoes for dinner. And I remember turning to her and thinking in my head, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry for. And I stopped short and I thought, I was about to say that. I cannot believe it. And it suddenly occurred to me, what else have I said without being conscious? And I put her in the other room. I said, I'll be with you in a moment, darling. I'll come back and get you. And I actually made myself a vow then and there that everything I said would be positive to her. I didn't say no, Deborah, for the first 3 years, not once. And it was a
And you had a two-year-old. That is going
that
through
was
the stages
an interesting,
of a two.
Yeah. It was an interesting exercise. I literally would say, if this happens, my darling, this is going to be the result. You know, she would put down a cup and maybe it would fall off, and I'd say, okay, I'm going to clear it up. And then we're going to talk about why that happened, because this is really interesting. Maybe next time if we put it here, what do you think? And I'll get her to explore all the possibilities instead of ever, ever telling her what to do. I would say, how can we do that? How can we change that? Today she's 16, she's 6 foot tall, she's top of her school in musical theatre. She's an amazing girl, never met anybody so positive. She's absolutely a ray of sunshine. And everybody who meets her says, you know, she's just a pleasure to be around. And it was simply because of the way I brought her up. And of course, having had the, we played a game when she was eight, and I said, you know, I've noticed that I say and use negative words. I said, can you play a game with me? And she says, yeah, sure. I said, so I want you to switch me every time I use a low-energy word, like bad or difficult or hard. Mm-hmm. And as we played this, I realized very quickly that my mind was starting to change as well. I was using a different part of my brain. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I wrote the book, Every Word Has Power, was picked up by the secret publishers, and the rest is history. So I'm going traveling the U.S. and the world with it.
Wow. You have said so much in just in this, the intro all of the stories that we hear for single ladies that say there's no good man, there's no, oh, am I ever going to get married? I don't know if they heard you say you set in your mind, you made your decision, it happened very quickly.
You know
your
what
husband
I did,
told
Deborah?
You on your first date?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to let you into a secret, right? What I did, I realized that for 39 years, I had always chosen men who had major health issues, even a rich, poor, whatever. I realized that because I was a healer, I was going for people who needed healing. And I actually made the decision. I would walk into a place and I'd think, who do I like the look of? You. Good. You must not be the right one then. And I actually made a beeline for people who look successful, who look balanced, who look like they knew what they were talking about. Because I figured if he was in his 30s or 40s and hadn't already made it, then you know what? It wasn't going to happen. And it made such a difference. You know, and also I was looking for the father of my child, and that made a huge difference in the kind of guy I was being attracted to. Because, you know, I figured if someone was good with children and animals, he would also be a good husband. And it really worked. It actually worked very well.
Yeah. Wow.
And I only gave them three dates. I only gave them three dates.
Is that right?
I did. I actually told them on the first date, you've got three dates. And they'd say, because? And I said, I'm 39, I'm in my marriage year, I want a child, I have no time anymore, I'm done. And, you know, on the they'd laugh and kind of go along with it. And then on the fourth day, they'd say, do we have to get married? And I'd say, don't push your luck, you just got a fourth date. they were just lining up to marry me that year. It was a hoot. It was really fun. And it was simply because I got it clear in my head what I wanted and why I wanted it and just went after it. It was really simple.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about that in the book, and I love that section where you said, I have so much highlighted in here, and I just finally said, okay, Deborah, it's only an hour interview, but you talked about the keys, I guess, in trusting your inner you. The keys lie in understanding that there is infinite abundance available for us all.
Yep.
And once you learn to trust the inner you completely and are able to send out the correct message to your unconscious mind based on clear decisions and high energy words and thoughts, you'll be able to access the riches you always dreamed of having, great health, wealth, health, wonderful friends, et cetera, intimate relationships and so forth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have to remember that, you know, your unconscious mind and God is totally on your side, 100%. If we choose to go, you know, not in the same direction, we'll be brought, you know, up fairly quickly. And, you know, if you recognize that your emotions are your unconscious mind's messaging system, it becomes really easy to know whether you're on track or not.
So, and I'm glad you brought that up when you talk about the unconscious and the conscious mind. Can you explain the differences between those two?
Absolutely. Your conscious mind is really what you're aware of, your five senses, you know, see, feel, hear, touch, and smell, and what you can think about and decide on. You make a decision, then you give the information to your unconscious mind, you send it away, and the unconscious mind takes that decision and acts on it. And it's a simple servo mechanism. It doesn't have thoughts and feelings of its own. Your unconscious mind's main job is to keep you alive and well. So it beats your heart, it digests your food, it does everything it can to keep you in a very positive space. Now, if you're in a negative space, it's usually because you made a limiting decision somewhere and didn't follow through in the right direction. So negative emotions will be, you know, given to you by the unconscious mind, presented to you as a signal that, you know what, we need to talk, there's something not quite right here. And once you get to realize that, you become very, you welcome both negative and high energy and low energy emotions, because it's a simple messaging system.
Now, how do we change that messaging system, like our self-talk that we have, you know, and why do you think it produces 100% of our results?
Right, great question. Well, it's been researched, and the language, the word you use with someone else only accounts for 7% of your communication. 38% is tonality, and 55% is body language, which is why that workshop you're having is really interesting.
Yes.
I would love to come to that. That would be so cool.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, very
yes.
good.
And we have to discuss that.
Yeah, we do. And then, of course, the unconscious mind, it actually... Your self-talk is really what produces your results. Your unconscious mind is programmed to search for keywords and keywords only. And it was very interesting when I realized this. I was working on the internet, and I suddenly realized the internet is a microcosm of the macrocosm. It's a small sample of what we're thinking about. And I started getting fascinated by keyword searches. Realized that the unconscious mind doesn't hear context. It doesn't hear grammar. It only hears keywords. So if I say to you, don't think of a pink elephant, what are you thinking of?
Right, the pink elephant.
Exactly. So if I say to you, don't worry, what do you think your unconscious mind's gone off searching for?
Worry.
Exactly, or no problem, or not bad. And people are casually putting these words into the, you know, into the air and thinking about them, not realizing that they've sent the unconscious mind off on a word search. Now, here's the most interesting part of this. The 20% of the words you use have emotional context. Love, hate, you know, fear, joy, all those emotional words, mother, father, child, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, they all have emotional context. And your unconscious mind is programmed to search for those particular emotional words above all else, because that is your survival mechanism. Your emotions are your survival mechanism. So if you're casually saying something like, oh, I hate that TV show, you've sent your unconscious mind off on a search you really don't want it to go searching for. And, of course, then you wonder why the next day you're not feeling great, and you've unconsciously sent it off searching for things that you didn't particularly want it searching for. So so when you become conscious of the actual word you're using, you can switch them. And the way I recommend is that you get a switch buddy.
Yes, okay. Tell us about the switch buddy.
Okay. So your switch buddy is someone you live with or someone you're close to or someone you work with. And you make an arrangement with your switch buddy and say, let's play a game. I want you to switch me every time you hear me say a low-energy word. So I'll say, don't worry, and you'll say switch, and I'll say, you'll be fine. Now, the interesting thing about it is you cannot hear yourself. You'll quite often turn around and say, well, what did I just say? You're not aware of, you know, consciously of the words you're using. And people will tell you what you said, and you'll say, I never said that. And, you know, the friend will say, you did.
You have to play it back.
Yes, it's very interesting. Well, we play a game when I do a 9-day workshop, and everybody gets 20 poker chips, you know, plastic poker chips. And what happens is every time you say a low-energy word, someone will switch you, and you have to give them a poker chip and change the word as it happens. So you're teaching your unconscious mind what words need to be changed. And what happens is once you start using high-energy words, you actually start using a different part of your brain. It's absolutely fabulous. You use your prefrontal cortex.
Now, when you talk about the low energy and the high energy words, I know for everyone that has not purchased your book, you can definitely get her book. She has a whole listing here of low energy and high energy. But can you give some examples of, like you say, we say this all the time, no problem. Some of the other expressions we use unconsciously. Yeah. What would be some alternatives to that?
Well, what's really interesting is that I used to use the words negative and positive words, and then I realized that was also polarity-based and, you know, based in the limbic brain, which is like the family brain. And then I looked up the word positive on the internet because it wasn't feeling comfortable for some reason. And I realized if you look up the word positive, there are many, many, many sites on hepatitis C and A.
Okay.
And it has positive as a whole different context now than it did even 20 years ago.
So
then I realized, you know, it is low energy and high energy words. Low energy words have been actually documented to produce low energy feelings and also lower your immune system. So when we say things like no problem, not bad, I'm not even finding it easy to find the low-energy phrases, actually.
You've reprogrammed yourself, so.
I know.
And it's hard for you to even mention it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not even easy. So that's one of the switch words, right? Hard is a very definite switch word.
I said something last week talking about you coming on the show, and I said, oh, my goodness, I caught myself right then. I said, I thought she would say, no, that's not the way to say it.
Right.
Or there's a better way.
Yeah, there is a better way. And what's really interesting is not easy is the same as quite bad. Quite hard. I had to really think that.
Quite hard.
So
okay.
Quite hard
okay.
is the same as not easy. However, your unconscious mind is not searching for the word hard, it's searching for the word easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you even into a different part of your headspace. It takes you to the prefrontal cortex, which is what I call the happy brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can live in the happy brain, you're living in that place of high energy, high thinking, the higher thinking that really we're moving towards the next 2,000 years. We're going into this higher thinking space, away from kind of the jungle mentality that it's great to have a survival mechanism, and it's quite often not necessary these days to have it quite so prevalent.
Mm. Why do you say that?
Well, 200,000 years ago, when really the prefrontal cortex started to develop, the neocortex or new brain, new rind, it's actually called. We were living in jungles, you know, pointing at hyenas and tigers and all the rest of it. And the very first person who used a pointing mechanism showed spatial awareness. So, you know, it was a way to signal to other humans that, you know, there was danger around. The first person who pointed began the development of the prefrontal cortex. So this is on the east coast of Africa. But they were caught between the savannah and the Rift Valley and in trees, and what happened is they had to learn some good, you know, group survival mechanisms. What happened when that pointing spatial awareness happened, we started to be able to develop really good thinking and plan futures. Humans are the only species who point. You know, monkeys can be taught to point, but any baby of 10 months old can point at things, you know, any human baby. So this huge higher thinking started working, which began the development of humans. Now, the thing is, we don't live in jungles anymore. Some of us do. However, you know, even there, you've got that higher thinking taking place. In the Western world, we really have no need for those very, very low energy emotions and low energy thinking spaces. You know, the whole idea is we're supposed to become in a global species where we're helping everybody else on the planet. And in order to do that, we need to be working with peace and harmony and understanding, which is, again, that part of the brain which we're in the middle of developing.
It's very intriguing, especially when we realize the power that we have. What is it about our brains? And I like what you said as far as, and you use that in the book as far as the internet is concerned. You use the example there. Why are our brains, why is it that we only use a portion of it and there's so much more potential for us?
Simply because we're used to dealing with the day-by-day, you know, easy things to do. You know, we're programmed to to get habits because that makes life simpler. It's an efficiency device, a habit. So, you know, you don't have to learn to tie your shoelace every day. You can simply do it without thinking because it's become an unconscious program. When you become conscious of what you're capable of, it's phenomenal how much opens up to you. And it doesn't take much, you know. It'll take about 2 weeks to start being aware of the actual word you use. Once you're aware of the word you use, that you can then start to work on the way you hold yourself even takes you to a different part of your brain. So let me share with you a very simple way to get into the higher thinking brain. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, cool. So what you do is you sit up straight, have your back straight, and you know the expression, keep your chin up. That literally means, you know, literally put your chin up just an inch, and you're then immediately accessing the higher brain functions. And then, you know, back straight, chin up an inch, become aware of the whole room, so become aware of what's on the left and the right, and then you're actually in the state of alpha and using the prefrontal cortex, and it's absolutely impossible to feel a low-energy emotion in that state. So go ahead and try to think sad, try to think angry. It's not possible. So, you know, we can actually literally learn how to stay in an up state, an optimistic state, just by learning to use physiology and words.
Yes, and therefore changing our lives. Now, what do you say to individuals who we know it is, I've got to use the correct words, will find this type of communication or just even mentioning this, you know, to be not, no, can't say that. Can't. You understand what I want
to
say.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, as I continue to switch my words around here, but who will find that, oh, are you serious? That's all I have to do? If that's the case, why is this, you know, this way, and why are we faced with so much negativity on a day-to-day basis?
And that's just to do with limiting decisions and limiting beliefs. You know, I mean, I hear so much when I travel in the U.S. about the economy and how the economy is not good anymore. There are plenty of people making really good money in this economy. So, you know, it's not
necessarily that
it's the economy. Maybe it's the way people utilize it. And, you know, I mean, it really is a matter of thinking different ways, being more flexible. The person who has the most flexibility is the one who's going to do life well. You know, and it's staying with old ideas and staying with old thought processes that keep us in that low-energy space. So ideally what we want to do is introduce new flexibility, new thought processes. And, you know, I mean, that's what I'm working on towards now is actually how quickly can we change. You will still have low-energy emotions coming up. It's your survival mechanism. However, moving through them really fast is the goal. You know, if someone dies around you, you're not going to smile and say, oh, well, it was meant to be. You're actually meant to grieve. You're actually meant to feel that empathy. You know, we're one of the only species that produces spindles in our brains. Elephants are another species. Whales, dolphins have these spindles. And it means that it's a communication device where we can feel empathy for the group so we can actually survive in a group species. And, you know, it's like just learning to use your brain differently. That's all.
Just learning, and if we make that decision, then I mean, it's really that choice. What can a person? They can gain everything by trying, or at least
by just doing it,
opening their mind, just doing it. Yeah, proving the proof of it. There,
well, and one of the easiest ways. Uh-huh. Sorry, my apologies. One of the easiest ways to change it. I mean, say for example, in an office situation, you'll be in an office situation. Someone says something to you. And, you know, you're in an area, jobs aren't changing so much, so you really have to get used to the people you're working with. People have different models of the world. They're not going to think the same way as you. And, of course, someone says something inadvertently. You can spend the whole day calling everybody saying, what do you think of this or what do you think of that? Well, I think she's this and I think he's that. And there isn't very much work done. This is invaluable in the workplace because what I teach is how to go into the tea room, spend 2 minutes clearing the emotion so that you ask your unconscious mind to thank you very much, clear the emotion, preserve the learnings, moving on, and suddenly that emotion isn't there anymore and you can get on with the day. It's a huge time-saving device just to not have to sit in the loop of those emotions.
Just get it over with. Release it then and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's something that I would imagine you do in your practice for those who have experienced, all of us, you know, who've experienced certain things in our life or some of the things that we use the term baggage, we hold on to things.
Yes, that's the easiest thing for me to clear. I can do that in about 2 minutes, especially people who've had a memory they keep going back to. What happens is the unconscious mind goes on high alert when you have an incident like a car crash or, you know, a broken heart or whatever it is that you're working with. And it doesn't go off high alert until you tell it, thank you very much, I got the lesson, move on. So, you know, in my practice, I can do it on the phone, I can do it in real life. It takes probably about 2 minutes to clear all the emotions from that memory. It's not necessary. It really isn't to keep, you know, to keep hold of it.
Wow. Wow, you're talking about freedom here today on Wealthy Sisters. If you've just tuned in, our special guest is Miss Yvonne Oswald, who is the author of Every Word Has Power. We want to talk more about the book as well, and I love the subject here, the exercises that you have for mind magic. Would you share that with our listeners, about mind magic?
Well, the mind magic exercises is 10 in the book, and we start very simply with that one that we just did with the prefrontal cortex going into the state of alpha. There's another very simple one you can do. It's pure NLP. It's pure anchoring. It's pure making your unconscious mind work with the body so that you can give it a signal. Your unconscious mind doesn't work with actual words. It works with symbols. So the words you use, it turns into symbols and then, you know, goes off and does a word search. So if you simply use part of your body to give it a signal, what happens is it will automatically remember that in the muscle memory, and it will go ahead and do the same job every time. So a very simple way to do the mind magic, this is a different way than in the book. Page 103 of the book, by the way, is the real mind magic, which clears a negative emotion very fast. We use anchoring. So if you put your right hand in a loose fist and then pop the first finger of your left first finger on the top of the knuckle.
Okay.
That's called an anchor. And what that does is it tells your unconscious mind that every time I do this, I expect this to be the result. Right? So take the finger off for a second. And I want you to think of a time. We're going to do what's called a stacking anchor. I want you to think of a time you felt absolutely excited, so pumped, so awesomely in charge of your life that you absolutely loved it. Go ahead and tell me when you're there.
Okay.
Good. Now take your left tip of your left finger, pop it on the top of the knuckle, turn up all the sounds, turn up all the colors, turn up all the feelings, stay in that space, take a deep breath, release it, and then take your finger off. Cool?
Cool.
Okay, now we're going to do it three times. We're going to do three different memories. Now a time when you just felt madly in love, when you were so in love that you just were awesome, when you felt completely connected with another human being. Maybe not even in love, but maybe you had a child, or maybe you had a best friend who you felt totally comfortable with, really safe. Got that memory?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Pop your finger on the knuckle. Take a deep breath. And as you release the breath, turn up all the sounds, turn up all the colors, turn up all the feelings, let it go, and then take the finger off. And one last time, a time when you felt very, very proud of yourself, when you felt like you had accomplished something other people didn't think you would accomplish, sweetly and easily, or when you learned something really sweetly and easily.
Okay.
Got that? Good. Put your finger on the knuckle, take a deep breath. Turn up all the sounds, turn up all the colors, turn up all the feelings. And as you let the breath go, take the finger off. Good. Now, what you're going to do is simply put the finger on again without thinking of anything and find out what happens.
And you go back to the thought.
You'll get a tingly feeling in your tummy. It will feel really, it's like an exciting feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
That is amazing.
And you can pop as many memories as you like on that knuckle. And it will bring to you all the happy times. So if you're not in a great space, put your chin up, back straight, put your finger on that knuckle, and you'll feel immediately good.
And why is that important for someone to be in that space?
Because what it does is it takes you into the prefrontal cortex, which is where solutions lie. If you're in your limbic brain, if you're in negative emotions, you're in a loop where there are no resources available. You have no connection with the unconscious mind. You have no resources there. So what happens is you're just stuck in the memory and stuck in the emotions, feeling not good about yourself, and there's no way out. You've given yourself no exit point. The second you do this exercise, what it does is it gives you an exit point, and it allows you to contact the unconscious mind, which is where all your solutions are. Your unconscious mind is really like a big magic genie, your own magic genie in the lamp. It's fantastic.
Mm. It is. It truly is. It's, it's freedom. I can't express it. Well, I have to say it's freedom.
Uh-huh,
oh, boy, I tell you, with my words, it's incredible just even remembering the words here with you on the show today.
I know. It's lovely.
Yes. So we're going to take a short break. We'll come right back. Our very special guest today is Miss Yvonne Oswald, who happens to be the author of Every Word Has Power, Switch On Your Language and Turn On Your Life. When we come back, I really want to learn more about the workshop you just did and talk a little bit about the shift with 11-11-11. Excited to hear about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
Hi there, this is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Yes, we are live and excited and back here on Wealthy Sisters. I'm Deborah Hartnett, and our special guest today is Miss Yvonne Oswald, author of Every Word Has Power. She's been sharing some phenomenal information with us, proving that we do have control over our lives. We can design it by the language that we use. If you're just tuned in and you missed the first half of the show, you can skip it or always get this episode and all of our others at WealthySistersRadio.com. Now, Yvonne, when we left, we were talking about the mind magic, and we went through this powerful exercise there with the listeners, and we appreciate you for doing that, and I do as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about how this plays into the shift of 11-11-11? What is that all about, and what can we expect from
it? Well, it's really interesting because December the 21st, 2012, is when all the planets are aligned in a straight line for the first time for thousands of years. We'll feel the physical pull of the shift on the planet, obviously with the tides and the weather changes, etc. However, it's more the emotional pull and the intellectual pull, the spiritual pull, that is really the important thing. We've entered the 2,000 years of the Age of Aquarius, which is supposed to be the age of peace and harmony and understanding. Remember the song, this is the dawning of the age.
And that's my birth month.
Exactly. You see, and you're an Aquarius, born in the Age of Aquarius. Fantastic. So your job is to bring enlightenment to the world there. In 1967, which was when the official changeover started, that was the cusp period. So the 33 years before the year 2000 is the year when if you call it a birthing process, it was like the transition point. Jesus was born 33 years before the age of year zero started. That was a transition into the age of Pisces. So that 2,000 years of the age of Pisces now has entered the age of Aquarius, and of course we're officially in December 21st, 2012. So 11-11-11 is typically 11 is the number of enlightenment. It's the number of really illumination. So it's the light being shone onto the world. You know, that 33 years from 1967 to 2000, the Vietnam War happened. So, you know, people were, for the first time, saying, I'm not going to go and kill innocent people. I refuse to be taking part in this. The Berlin Wall came down. Russia became almost, not a democracy exactly, but it moved away from where it was. You know, and the internet happened, and that was the biggest shift of all. 1985, when the internet came in, suddenly everybody had available had the availability of global information.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving towards this understanding that there isn't, you know, the black-white that we thought it was. Everything is shades of gray. Everything is moving towards people actually understanding other people. And this is the most important thing, is that we're learning to develop that prefrontal cortex and actually communicate so that we don't have to go into those low-energy emotions and, you know, not have fun with each other. It's really, you know, we're going to take food to Africa. We're going to really spread the word that we're all equal.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that's December 31st of next
21st,
year.
21st, December 21st.
December 21st.
Yeah, the winter solstice is when they're literally aligned in a straight line. It's going to be really interesting. And you're going to hear very many stories about, you know, the end of the world as usual. Remember what happened in the year 2000? It was really funny.
I was
so excited about 2000.
<Y2K. laughs>
Yeah, I know. And everybody had, you know, they stocked up the cans and they stocked up the sugar. And I was standing there saying, wow, did they not realize?
They stopped paying bills.
I know.
Like, oh, my credit is going to be wiped out anyway.
Exactly. I know. So, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's going to be a very nice occurrence when, you know, physiologically there may be some shifts for sure in the planet, you know, with the with the tides of the earth and everything. Mentally and spiritually and emotionally, this is where the biggest shift is going to take place, where we're due to undergo a huge amount of change. I mean, you think about what change has taken place just this last 5 years.
Yes.
You know, internet-wise, you know, oh, amazing stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, It is so exciting when we look at the technology that's here and readily available. I mean, I say this just about every week, just the fact that we're able to have a radio show right now over the internet that's reaching people globally. 5 years ago, having that opportunity, it would have been, oh, my goodness, so different,
I know. I know when my daughter was 5 years old, my husband was telling her, you know, we didn't even have video players in those days, you know, when we were young, we only had TV. And she said, Daddy, what did you play your videos on then? You know, and now she was talking the other day and saying, my kids won't even know what a DVD is, will they? And I said, no, they won't. It's really very interesting how fast it's moving.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So tell us more about your leadership trainings that you are taking throughout the U.S. this year.
Well, I'm really excited. What I'm doing is actually producing a series of books on like really smaller versions of the Everwood Has Power, but directly related to moms, directly related to leadership, directly related to, so it will be Everwood Has Power for Leadership, Everwood Has Power for Moms, Everwood Has Power for Teachers, for the police. I do a lot of work with teachers and the police. So I want to actually make all these methods available to different groups of people and tell them how they can relate it to their career directions, how they can relate it to their job, you know, the way they work. I'm also teaching a 9-day class, an intensive class of hypnosis, NLP, and timeline therapy, time empowerment techniques. And I'm actually starting off in Florida, funnily enough. I'm going to be in Florida at the end of February or the end of January. We've not decided on the dates quite. And then I'm going to be in Alabama. I'm taking this all over the U.S. with the leadership training, with the idea of, you know, producing leadership coaches who can actually go out and train people. I'm searching for good coaches who are really good at people. And that's really your only qualification is you need to have good communication skills.
good communication skills.
Yeah.
Now, how can they reach you for those who are interested in learning more about becoming one of your coaches as
okay.
well?
Okay, they can go on the website. It's www.globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com. And there's a 1-800 number, and there's also my email is yvonne@globalwelcome.com. So that's Y-V-O-N-N-E @globalwelcome.com.
I love that. Now, tell us about how you came up with the name for your website, globalwelcome.com, for your company
It's interesting, isn't it? And I was really glad I found it, actually. I was looking for something which wasn't so specific. Originally, I had Hypno Health International, I had Everybody Has Power, and my name. And I was thinking, you know what? I want something global. And I want it to be welcoming because I want it to be something that is really all-encompassing. And, of course, I played around for about 2 minutes. And I found the name, and I was like, wow, someone's not got that already? You know, like internet real estate is huge.
Right.
So, you know, I just grabbed it and put it down, and there we were. It was fabulous. Because
right.
I do a lot of
right.
different things. You know, I do keynotes, I do speaking, I do trainings, I'm an author, I do a lot of personal therapy with people. So I wanted something which was really all-encompassing.
Encompassing. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us a little bit more as well, Yvonne, if you would, about NLP. What is that? We've been using the term, and I meant to ask you to kind of explain that a little more for some of our listeners.
Right. Well, NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. A couple of guys in the 1980s, John Grinder and Richard Bandler, realized that some people did things extremely well. And what they said is, what if we really examine these people and watch them and find out what is it about the way they do things that produces the same results every time? So they studied Milton Erickson, who'd been working with clients for 60 years as he did hypnosis, and they would say things like, what are you doing when you're looking at that lady's foot? And he says, I'm looking for the heartbeat to see if it's slowing down. And what they did is they took all the techniques he was using, took his personality out of it, and came up with a series of techniques that will produce the same results every time. It's fantastic stuff. It's how to reproduce success 100% every single time you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
now,
there's no guesswork. You know, if anybody does therapy, if anybody does work with people or even, you know, keynotes or leadership, you'll notice that sometimes you ace it, sometimes you don't. If you have a series of techniques that you know how, just step-by-step things you can follow, you can ace it every time without any... I mean, when I do therapy with people these days, I 100% know I'm going to get the right result. There isn't even a shred of anything in my head that says any different. I know I'm going to be successful. It's fabulous.
Now, what is MTLT? We know that it's part of some of your certifications that you have as well. What is
right.
that training
well,
for?
Well, the time empowerment techniques. It literally is anger, releasing anger, sadness, fear, guilt, and anxiety from your whole life. And we
wow.
can go back genetically, we can go back before birth, and you go back to the root cause of each emotion separately and just pull the plug on it. And it's sweet and simple. It's like pulling a whole thread out of if you do talk therapy, unfortunately, I'm not a great believer in talk therapy because that to me is like opening a virused file on your computer, and you know, it just... It goes everywhere. Why would you go into the deepest emotional conflict and then expect anything to happen that's good? So what it does, it goes before any emotions ever happened, and you from there you can simply pull the whole thread out sweetly and simply. You know,
okay.
So talk therapy would be like, you know, getting the stitches out one stitch at a time. It's like cherry picking. It takes a huge long time, and I spoke to a lady this morning. Her daughter had been in therapy for 3 years. And she said, it's maybe making a little bit of difference. And I was like, 3 years? She's been going every week for 3 years? I don't want to see anybody more than 3 times.
Right. Wow.
I'm like, hello? Yeah, there are sweet and simple ways these days to clear things really fast.
Wow. So are you saying people can be at any point of their state mentally and be reprogrammed?
Exactly that. And it's really taking the whole program and telling the unconscious mind, you know what, that was a really good decision when we made it. It doesn't, it's not valid anymore. Because what we have to remember is every behavior and every intent, it starts with a positive intent. So if we can simply get the unconscious mind to realize that it's no longer producing positive results, then it's quite happy to release the whole loop.
And how does the hypnosis play into all of this as well?
Good question. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis, so nobody hypnotizes you. You know, I mean, if you ever get a chance to go on a stage show, go on, because it's great fun. And all it is basically he's getting you into a state of relaxation, so you'll do anything with your eyes closed. You have to be in medium to deep trance to do that, and it kept hypnosis alive for a couple of hundred years, and otherwise it would have gone underground. So it's that state, it's a normal, natural state. It's a state you're in just after you wake up in the morning, just before you go to sleep at night, you know, that kind of drifting state. And it's the time when the bridge is clear between your conscious and your unconscious mind. Normally we're in a conscious waking state, the unconscious is just doing its job and we're not aware of it. If we can set up the bridge so that you're aware of it as well, consciously and unconsciously, it will completely take the command you give it to without any questions. Really lovely.
And I'm glad you brought that point up about the commands, because you talk about that in the book. And you briefly mentioned it earlier in the interview as well, but how we can just give our unconscious mind the direction without, it doesn't require a lot of language, just the command, and we don't have to be polite.
You don't. You don't have to say, would you mind opening the window, please, because it's really hot in here. You just say, open the window now, and it will go ahead and do that. It literally is a servo mechanism. It will follow the keywords. And it will serve. It will particularly take notice of you if you use that command tone. It responds to tonality really well, because obviously that's a survival mechanism again. If you tell a child, put the knife down now, it will drop it straight away. And because, you know, it's the unconscious mind is going, whoa, we have to watch out here. So if you simply say to it, this needs to be done, stop it, do this, do that, it will actually go ahead and do that.
Wow.
Very interesting. And especially if you do, you know, we've all done affirmations. Now, if you do an affirmation that relates to health, so if you say, I want to be wealthy, I'm ready to be wealthy now, your unconscious mind goes, cool, me too. Here's some nice websites about wealth, right?
It's like it's about time you got.
Yeah, exactly. Now if you say, however, I'm ready to be wealthy now because it's healthy for me to be wealthy and I will live longer as a result, it has to do something for you then. It's like an override the second you mention the word health.
Yes. Okay, I feel the vibe of everybody that's listening right now, even those who will listen to the replay. Go ahead and prove her right. I won't say the opposite word. I'll say go ahead, the low energy word, the high energy word. Yeah. Go ahead and prove Yvonne right.
Yeah.
Do what she says.
It's healthy for me to be rich. It's healthy for me to be happy. It's healthy.
Yes.
If I can use that word health, it comes from the word hail, which comes from the word holy, which is the connection to God.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And we just have a few moments left in the show, but I wanted to also ask you to speak a little bit about the emotional word triggers, the word triggers that you talked about. I know you spoke briefly a moment ago, but explain more about what word triggers are.
Well, the best words to use are words like excitement, joy, happiness. Love has become a bit overused. You know, it's become a bit modified. But an excitement particularly, if you can get yourself in an excited state, exuberant excitement, if you can get yourself excited, get yourself exuberant, it literally swashes straight out to the universe and brings back what you want. If you think about the low energy emotions as little clouds above your head and, you know, limiting beliefs, you send the thought up to God, it has to work its way right past the clouds, gets to God, gets to, you know, abundance. And God says, sure, here you go. And then it's got to work its way back to you. And if there are too many clouds in the way, it's not going to get to you. Now, if you use the word excitement, I'm really excited, I'm really pumped, I'm really exuberant, it zooms straight through the clouds and comes straight back like a little laser coming back. So that's another way to get what you want, is actually use those high-energy words. You know, in an interview, it's been proven that if there are three candidates and they've all got the same qualifications, the one who's most excited, the one who's the most enthusiastic, is the one who's going to get the job.
Yes. And today, with people who, that peer pressure, that even adults, I noticed this in our leadership trainings, that even adults that face why they're just too excited. You know, why are they so happy? Why are they people? There are certain people who, and it is an accepted norm today to I want to use different words to embrace a lower energy feeling or a lower energy word.
It is, and that's because parents have programmed us to do that. It's like, don't get so excited, sit still, be quiet.
Yes.
You know, and that's not natural for people. It's we need to reprogram the parents too.
Yes, we do. We do. Mm-hmm. And you talked about that in reprogram, I think, step 10 in the Power of Awareness chapter about its request information from the unconscious memory to get rid of all those memories there.
Exactly.
You know,
the average child hears about 150,000 low-energy commands before they're 7 years old. And we're constantly replaying those to ourselves. Well, you know, it's time to delete the files, move forward, and bring our kids up differently.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again. Congratulations to you
for everything
you are doing to just spread this great news to all of us here in the world and to prepare us to live the lives that we so desire. What would you like to leave our audience with today, Yvonne?
I would like to tell everybody to go and plan something fun for today, because that's the time you also have access to fantastic resources. When you're being creative, when you're having fun, when you're just giving yourself a nice reward for what you're doing, that actually makes you really anchor into some good feelings every day. So even as you get up in the morning, plan something fabulously easy and fun to do. Kids do it all the time. They'll always reward themselves. And as adults, we need to reward ourselves a lot more.
A massage, a
book, you know, TV, bowling with friends, anything you like, just to anchor yourself into a lovely time every day.
And when you keep saying go back, so that way it will give us an opportunity to be creative, to pull on those resources, because it, just like Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, everything we need is right there within us. It was said in The Wizard of Oz.
It's
right there. Everything, every resource is right within us.
And most people work and go for things, and it's like remembering someone's name when it's on the tip of your tongue. The more you push for it, the more it just disappears. So the second you back off and just enjoy life and have fun once a day, just even for half an hour, suddenly you'll get whatever you want, because you'll get some amazing ideas during that time.
And it sounds like you're telling us, as you mentioned, of course, in the book, about trusting our inner self.
Yes. Yeah, and learning to trust your inner self is, I give an example of the 1-10 method in the very first chapter of how to get so that you're back in touch with your intuition instead of doing the override all the time, and it's very easy to do.
Well, again, please give everyone your contact information, and are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I've tweeted about 3 times. I've got a lot of followers, apparently. Not so much the Twitter, but definitely website, email, globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com, and it's Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, at globalwelcome.com. I'd love to hear from anybody.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you again for tuning in today, everyone, to our show. You have just heard it from Every Word Has Power's author, Yvonne Oswald. And again, I'm telling you, you have got to get this book. As a matter of fact, Dr. John Gray, everybody knows him, the author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, says, Yvonne's compelling techniques help transform your life using the language of success. When you change your words, you change your life, and I guarantee you this book will change your life. So you want to purchase this book, Every Word Has Power. Go to her website and get it. It's also available, we know, through Barnes & Noble, all of the major outlets. Get this book. Treat yourself today. Do something fun. That's it. Get the book today so that you can begin to change your life. Well, thank you again for tuning in. And also want to say happy Thanksgiving to you all this week. Have a wonderful, wonderful time with friends and family. And catch us here next Monday, where we will continue with our series of Top Women in Direct Sales. Next week's guest will be none other than Dr. Julissa Hernandez. You may catch her periodically. She's a regular on the Michael Basden Show, and she's with Nature Sunshine doing some incredible things with that company. And then also our other guest is Natalia Yasko, who is one of the top money earners in Rodan and Field. So, as always, we'll have another great show for you. Tune in, WealthySistersRadio.com, and thank you again for tuning in. As always, we wish you and everyone the best of everything great. Take care.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.